Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
I'm John Batchelor with Henry Sikorski, the Executive Director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center, where I know to go to figure out the contradictions of nuclear weapons. Who has them? Who wants them? How are they going to be used? Where are they? Right now we're looking at the Gulf, Saudi Arabia, celebrated in a recent visit to the United States. It wasn't a state visit because the Crown Prince is not head of state. It was, however, very warm and ceremonial, with horses marching in front of the White House, flyovers of F-35s, and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman arrived in his robes, sitting in the Oval Office, and the president was not only obliging but thrilled at the presence of the Crown Prince. All this suggesting that the U.S. and Riyadh are moving very carefully together towards, we're told, Abraham Accords, but there's this other detail about Saudi Arabia wanting a nuclear power plant in the land of oil. Now, one thing you can do with a nuclear power plant is fuel it. Another thing you can do is take the enriched, the spent fuel and turn that into a bomb. Therefore, why does Saudi Arabia want a nuclear power plant? There are protocols that you need to go through in order to qualify. Henry, I'm unfamiliar with these protocols until you introduce them to me. What are they?
Under U.S. law, no country can get nuclear civil cooperation from the United States unless they sign the additional protocol and or get a waiver on that. Now, the Saudis despise the idea that they would have to open up and sign to inspections required by this additional protocol with the International Atomic Energy Agency. Some people suspect that that is the reason we didn't pop champagne corks and had a nuclear cooperative agreement when the Crown Prince last visited Washington.
This is Section 1274 of the National Defense Authorization Act of 2020. Is that what you're referring to?
Yes. Are you able to open that up and read it?
Not easily. It requires states seeking U.S. nuclear cooperation to sign the additional protocol. They have to sign something, unless they get a waiver from the president. And the news does not include the fact that the waiver has been issued, so I'm going to assume that it has not.
This is a contingent and not yet done. And I think the people in negotiating with the Saudis, including Secretary of Energy Chris Wright, are asking for the additional protocol. They are saying we will not include an advance consent and agreement to let you enrich uranium or take plutonium out of spent fuel by chemically stripping it out or reprocessing it, because those are bomb materials. We will let it be a matter for future consideration, and perhaps we'll give consent later, like we just did with South Korea after many, many decades. But no, we're not going to give that advance consent. So it remains to be seen when, if and how we reach an agreement on nuclear cooperation with the Saudis.
And the reason we're going forward with this is because it suits us to oblige Saudi Arabia, because we want to establish the possibility that Saudi Arabia is a nuclear power in order to offset the threat of Iran. Again, I'm asking motive.
Well, it depends on what you mean by what we're going ahead with. Some people still, I suspect, like the idea of allowing the Saudis to make nuclear fuel to be a hedge, as you just indicated, against the possibility of Iran reconstituting its nuclear prowess. However, others aren't. One of the things pointed out to me on Capitol Hill in a lunch recently, yesterday actually, is if the Saudis get nuclear weapons, it's going to cause immense headaches for the United States because there's a legal requirement that Israel be quantitatively and qualitatively superior militarily against its neighbors. Well, if Saudi Arabia gets nuclear weapons, you better hope that they're in the Abraham Accords. Otherwise, you've got a real headache there as well. So we're juggling a lot of things here.
Does it behoove the Trump administration to create these problems? Is that some solution that I don't see the challenge? Why give a nuclear power plant to Saudi Arabia? They're doing just fine. Why permit South Korea to build a nuclear powered submarine? They're doing just fine. Why are we doing this? For money?
Well, partly that's an incentive. I think part of it, too, is the idea that somehow we can, at least with the Saudis, for example, see them as the new, I call it the Shah of Arabia. You know, in the 70s, we saw the Shah as a linchpin of our security in the Gulf. Well, I think we're starting to see the Saudis that way. And if you believe that, then you give them things, much like we gave the Shah nuclear reactors ourselves, or at least permission to buy American reactors. I think in the South Korean case, the idea somehow is we want them as close friends. We see them as investing in the U.S. economy with shipyards and automobile plants. We want more. Also, in fairness, we gave the Japanese many of the rights that the South Koreans are demanding with regard to nuclear matters, separate from the nuclear submarine. So, you know, why can't they be treated the same way? And so all these things are swirling around. I don't know to what extent there's a conscious understanding of what we should be doing, but generally we want to get out of the Middle East, if I understand the Pentagon's views, as much as possible. And we would like not to have troops in South Korea as much as we'd like to be able to use them to deal with the China threat. And the South Koreans probably are not eager to see those troops repurposed to deal with the Taiwan crisis. So all of that's going on.
4 years from now, there'll be a new president of the United States. But nuclear power is forever, unless you give it up, as Ukraine did, and that suggests no one will ever give it up. We don't know who's going to lead Saudi Arabia or South Korea in 4 years, Henry, but we're giving over a weapon. Whoever that is going to have it. 30 seconds.
Well, I don't think we've done that yet. And what's fun and encouraging is there's plenty of reason to believe that we can stick to our nuclear restraints and reasonable requests, and we might be quite fine.
Executive Director of Nonproliferation Policy Education Center, Henry Sikorski.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.